Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April 14th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, my fellow Americans, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're convinced the checks and balances put in place by the founders are absolutely brilliant and one of the great solutions to the peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. We stand for peace. They promote war. Welcome to the broadcast. The deep state's out of control. We'll break it down just for you, but a quick recap of yesterday's broadcast, still available online. We talked about three gun rights rallies exist today in Utah, the Salt Lake City Capitol, Orem, Utah, and Cedar City, Utah, and gun rights rallies continue all over the country as they try to disarm the American people. Sadly, Donald's been deceived by it. As they sadly try to disarm us, they literally arm, train, fund terrorists around the world and conduct war from the military-industrial complex like it's going out of style, ladies and gentlemen. For 2 days, 10 hours, over 600 questions. They say what happened when Mark Zuckerberg testified before Congress. The answer is nothing. He came out smelling like a rose, Facebook looking great. Zuckerberg's testimony literally avoided answering many questions. He said it more than 20 times. My team will get back to you. Privacy experts now agree with the calls for more and more government regulation. That's the upshot. They're going to literally blame Facebook. Government's going to increase regulations on the internet. It's an absolute travesty. Most of the government bureaucrats that are involved literally took advantage of the privacy violations, as did George Bush and Donald Trump and Bill Clinton and Barack Obama and both sides of the aisles before them. Apple and Google lie fake news to the hilt. Claim to run on 100% green energy. It's bogus. It's a lie. It's game playing. Tell the truth, media. Where are you? You claim fake news over and over and over and over, but when the truth is staring you in the face, you ignore it every time. We're the ones coming clean, folks, telling you how it really is. We talked about the story, the incredible story behind the Alabama punter. I guess it was a Donald Trump prayer circle. The inspiring video of Donald Trump praying with Alabama's football team after their win and their subsequent heading to the White House. We talked about former Miami Dolphins cheerleader. Her name is Kristen Ann Ware. She faced hostility and retaliation after she admitted that she was a virgin. Yeah, she said the team discriminated against her because of her gender and her Christian beliefs. They mocked her. What a tragedy. She stood for that which is most precious. Biblically speaking, Kurt Crosby wisely points out that is precious above that which is precious above rubies. Good for Kurt for bringing out the biblical reality. Good for Kristen for standing up for her beliefs. And shame on the Me Too movement that literally promotes pornography everywhere and abortion and pro-death and pro-sex everywhere, all under the guise of women's freedoms and rights, but literally rejecting that which could protect men and women both. What a disgrace. We stand with Kristen. We stand with Christian values. And we stand with the God-given directive, no involvement in sex until marriage. And then once married, only to only to be involved with whom you are legally and lawfully married to. But again, they violated it every turn, and then they tell you that we're the backwards, goofy, psychotic, crazy ones that don't respect women. They have lost their minds as they call evil good and good evil. That was Hour 1 of Liberty Roundtable Live. Wow. Hour 2. Are we headed for war? I asked the question. Literally hours later, the Donald goes psychotic and unconstitutionally, literally, promotes war. We'll get into that as the broadcast unfolds today, but wow, was it a question to discuss. We talked about Judicial Watch demanding details of Russia's influence on Hillary Clinton, writes Bob Unruh. Wow, we'll get into that in the uranium deal as the next several days of Liberty Roundtable Live unfolds. What a serious, serious situation to say the least. Feds tell dairy farmer that his milk is, well, it's an imitation. Never mind that it's genuine, natural milk. They're just trying to shut him down. As again, the government shuts down all Americans. Can't have guns, can't drink milk, can't do anything. But they can just bomb and kill and, you know, destroy all around the world, huh? Brian Davis said that Thunder's star, that's the NBA Thunder, Oklahoma Thunder or whatever, star Russell Westbrook was out of his cotton-picking mind. Now, you've heard that phrase, right? Well, you didn't know that it was racial, did you? Neither did I, but that's how they took it. It's out of control. Poor Brian. Again, another broadcaster under siege, if you will. He shouldn't have said it. I mean, how dare you say you're out of your cotton-picking mind? You're making fun of the slave cotton pickers now, ain't you? It's crazy talk. No one really believes that it, you know, hey, tying him to slavery in a racial intent, you wouldn't have said it if it was a white person. Or, I mean, this is just crazy stuff, folks. But again, that's what we back into. Just the American people are under siege, too. As Alex Jones puts it, in the info war. I say it's the culture war. But whether it's culture war or literal war, it's upon you every day now as the Americans spend and get and spend and get and entertain themselves as the days of Rome and completely ignore the precarious situation they find themselves in. We live in perilous times, ladies and gentlemen, but that's why it calls for serious action. That is to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property, and to repent and turn to God for his blessing and healing. Welcome to the broadcast. That's a recap of yesterday's show, still available online at libertyroundtable.com. If you want to donate, libertyroundtable.com and get involved today, would love it, or libertynewsradio.com. We call this the Widow's Mite Radio Network. We run on a shoestring budget compared to the big boys, folks, but our impact is beyond imagination. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. As news the networks refuse to use starts now, Kirk Cosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right, let's talk about war. The deep state plays the Donald for a sucker, Kurt. That's my headline.
Well, I'll give you another headline, at least one I prefer. Morning after, : Donald Trump declares mission accomplished in Syria.
I don't know what the mission we're trying to accomplish. So, Joel Skousen, in my opinion, writes the definitive piece that breaks this down in a reality check for y'all, ladies and gentlemen. The trumped-up war against Syria, writes worldaffairsbrief.com, Joel Skousen. He says, pun intended. And there is extensive evidence that U.S.-backed terrorists, once again, falsified a chemical attack upon orders from deep state actors in an effort to manipulate Trump into backing away from his determination to pull troops out of Syria. In other words, the AP reports that explosions lit up the skies over Damascus, Syria's capital, and that Donald announced the strikes from the White House. I submit to you that Donald Trump violates the Constitution, and he conducts strikes on Syria in conjunction with the French and British governments. So the bottom line, Kurt, is, hey, if you read Joel Skousen, he says there's plenty of evidence to prove that the deep state did this. They lied. It's a trumped-up war against Syria, and U.S.-backed terrorists once again falsified a chemical attack upon Syria. It was on orders from deep state actors. There you have it. What do you say to all that? There you go. That's why I have the headline, Donald Trump gets played for a sucker by the deep state.
I prefer the other one, but I'm sad to say that I pretty much believe Joel's, you know.
So I got a question then. If Joel's right, how is it a mission accomplished, sir?
Well, that's
what's
the
mission that's accomplished?
It just depends on your definition and your perspective.
Yeah, so you're the one.
Here's what Charlie
you're the one with
Spearberg,
the preference on the headline, so I'd like to know what you're saying about the headline, if it's falsified information, and if it's, how is it mission accomplished?
There's no way for me to know. But I trust Joel more than I trust, you know, even Breitbart. You know, the headline from Breitbart says that President Trump said mission accomplished. Charlie Spearing is the author there. And he says basically that they ordered precision military strikes, perfectly executed last night. That's what he wrote on Twitter. Could not have had a better result, mission accomplished. says the United States military teamed up, like you said, with forces from Britain and France to strike several targets in Syria, including three facilities used to develop and store chemical weapons. You know, there's just no way for me to know if any of that's true. It's just that, hey, that's what I'd prefer to be true. Then it says, thank you to France and the United Kingdom. This is what he wrote. For their wisdom and the power of their fine military. The president tied the military strike into his decision to dramatically boost military spending. So proud of our great military, which will soon be, after the spending of billions of fully approved dollars, the finest that our country has ever had. There won't be anything or anyone even close, he said. And then he went on to say, we are prepared to sustain this response until the Syrian regime stops its use of prohibited chemical agents. General Mattis described the military strike as a one-time shot, that's good news, which was roughly double the power of the 2017 strike in Syria. Somebody asked him if he was preparing for more attacks. He said, well, that would depend on Mr. Assad there.
So. All right, so I got some questions. When it comes to what we would prefer, I'd prefer we avoid foreign entanglements, and I'd prefer we use the checks and balances the Constitution provides. After all, it is the supreme law. Well, it used to be the supreme law of our land. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm a prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosher-tify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. One of the things I like to do is take a step back from the rhetoric from all sides, ladies and gentlemen. Because I think that when we look at it from a constitutional perspective, then I think we gain a lot of ground in terms of not being emotionally tied, but really looking at things through the lenses of our supreme law. That's just kind of how I like to roll. And so I bring this up because I want to talk about this. Donald Trump literally attacked another nation. There's debate about the evidence. And explosions lit up the sky over Damascus. the Syrian capital as Trump announced the strikes from the White House in conjunction with British and French governments. So when you team up with the British and French governments, and then you literally, you know, say who your friends are and who your enemies are, and then you conduct this strike, he calls Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Qatar, and Egypt as our friends. I've got a problem with all that because I don't believe it's the truth. But let's step back for a second and talk about the Constitution. Do you think Donald Trump was acting constitutionally when he lit up the skies over Syria, Kurt?
No.
All right. So headline might say Trump violates Constitution. Conducts military strikes on Syria in conjunction with the British and French governments. That might be an accurate statement. Do you think that we know the truth, or we're being told the truth by the media, Kurt, whether it be Breitbart or any of them at this point?
You know, I have no way to know. And so I don't even know if it's worth, you know, talking about. It's just that, you know.
Well, here's like, why in my mind it's worth talking about, because I want to point people to who I believe has the best handle on the truth that we can get. And that's why I would talk about Joel Skousen's World Affairs Brief being the best kind of expose or breakdown to the best of our ability. For example, Theresa May literally says we don't have enough evidence. But yet they participate, Kurt. How does all that work? Okay, all these details are in Joel Skousen's article. And I'm just here to point you to Joel Skousen and say, hey, you know what? If you want the best breakdown I can give you, there it is. We also mentioned that Tony Cartolucci talked about the concerns on this to another author that we mentioned a couple of days ago. But I want to talk about the constitutionality of this, because I want to talk about what ought to happen, how we ought to go about this, if it is legitimate, and if there are serious, true national security risks for America, then it would be appropriate to take action. But I want to discuss a little bit about how those actions ought to happen, because I think in that we find a little more caution, a little more truth-telling, a little more accuracy, and a little more justification, Kurt. That's the reason in my mind that it's worth talking about, right? So the question becomes, hey, if we do believe that Syria is threatening the national security of the United States, I think we would talk about that. I think at some point our congressmen and senators would say this is a serious national security threat. They might declare war, Kurt. They might fall short of war, but authorize certain capabilities, as you wisely said. Hey, if we got a bad actor leader there, we could possibly take out those leaders, send a couple of good guys to go get the bad guys idea. And I think it's worth talking about how to de-escalate this thing, not escalate it, in a way to constitutionally use the checks and balances to make sure that we're doing it morally and legally in America. And that's my biggest concern. Any comments on that, Kurt, or any thoughts?
Well, I one of the things that is amazing to me is guys that typically have nothing to do with the Constitution, you know, in this case, I'm talking about, you know, the big spending Democrats and the, like, for example, here's one, Senator Sanders. Now, we're talking about Bernie, right? And it says, Senator Sanders, Congress has the constitutional responsibility for war. So here's your constitutional expert, Bernie Sanders. And it's nice to see him trot out the Constitution, but wouldn't it be nice if they just did a little bit more?
Yeah, now say what he says again, though, Kurt.
Well, it says Senator Sanders, a Breitbart piece, Congress has the constitutional responsibility for war.
Now, let's just stop and say Bernie Sanders is absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Right?
It's pretty unusual to, you know.
Well, I agree with that, but I'm just telling you, he's right.
Yeah.
Now, I get that, I don't agree with him, and you know, he only brings out the Constitution when whatever. I get all those things, but I'm going to say that, you know what, Bernie's right on this. And that's kind of what my problem with a lot of this, Kurt, is that, you know what, we don't stand with the truth. I don't care who's with what. The truth is that Congress is responsible for war. And if Bernie wants to come to that truth, you know what, I welcome him because he's right. Now, I'm not sure how to think about this, Kurt, but this is just a crazy situation. Where do you think we go from here? The only courage that I take is they say this is what, a one-time, what was the word?
Yeah, something like that, a one-time strike. Here's what President Trump declared about it. He said, sure. My fellow Americans, a short time ago, I ordered the United States Armed Forces to launch precision strikes on targets associated with the chemical weapons capabilities of Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad. A combined operation with the armed forces of France and the United Kingdom is now underway. We thank them both. The purpose of our actions tonight is to establish a strong deterrent against the production, spread, and use of chemical weapons. Establishing this deterrent is a vital national security interest of the United States. The combined American, British, and French response to these atrocities will integrate all instruments of our national power, military, economic, and diplomatic. We are prepared to sustain this response until the Syrian regime stops its use of prohibited chemical agents. No amount of American blood or treasure can produce lasting peace and security in the Middle East. It's a troubled place. We will try to make it better, but it is a troubled place. The United States will be a partner and a friend, but the fate of the region lies in the hands of its own people.
Well, there you have it. I don't know what the Donald's saying, but I submit to you that he's playing a sucker for the deep state. Okay, Joel Skousen talks about falsifying chemical attacks, falsifying video and photo evidence. And literally saying the terrorists are involved in this. And when you start to call, like, guitar friends and stuff, and Saudi Arabia friends, you know, Ron Paul wisely warned back even in the 9/11 days, Kurt. It was really the invasion of Iraq, right? But they said that, hey, Saudi Arabia was a friend, and Ron Paul wisely testified before Congress and said, look, Saudi Arabia was involved in this neck deep. Everybody kind of ignored him. But there you have it. Now, what Joel Skousen continues is oftentimes they have conventional attacks and chemical weapons attacks kind of running side by side. So they'll have an explosion that's not chemical in nature that then deceives the people about what's really happening, whereas the chemical attack happens. So many of the women and children, Joel Skousen says, comes from the hostages of the Douma-based terrorists. They've been holding them as human shields, many in underground caves without proper ventilation. And they use charcoal burners that give off carbon monoxide, which is deadly. And so they say that has a lot to do with it. But basically, the alleged gas attack never happened, at least as claimed, says Joel Skousen. There's faked video, there's fake photos. And there you have it. You got the white helmets and you got SAMs, these supposed good guys, literally testifying to false information. Anyway, there you go. Wow, where do we go from here is the question, and what can we do is really the issue. Let's talk about it. It starts with the Constitution and the understanding of the proper laws and rules in America. And then it's doing our very best to educate people about them and helping that to be the guiding efforts to promote peace.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, the reason it's worth discussing this, even though it's hard to find the truth, Kurt's spot on that reality check, is because it's really important to know, or do you think about, where do you look for truth? And I say Joel Skousen, World Affairs Brief is a great place to get the details of what's actually going on in Syria. It's really important to get the news from the right place. And I'm telling you right now, my personal opinion is the deep state plays the Donald for a sucker. I also submit to you that Joel Skousen's right. It's a trumped up war against Syria. All right. WorldAffairsBrief.com. Extensive evidence that U.S.-backed terrorists once again falsified a chemical attack upon orders from deep state actors in an effort to manipulate Donald Trump and to stop him from pulling troops out of Syria. The interesting thing here, folks, is Donald was going to get out of Syria, but the hawkish warlords in the deep state military industrial complex, they want to stop that. So every time we decide we're going to start to get out of war, let me ask you, really, with the leader of Syria, they call it a dictator, but with this dictator or leader of Syria, whatever you want to call it, would he literally launch a weapons attack the second the Americans are about to leave? I don't know that it makes any sense. Nevertheless, the Associated Press reports explosions lit up the sky over Damascus as Donald Trump announces an unconstitutional strike for the White House. Trump violates Constitution, conducts military strikes on Syria in conjunction with Britain and France. Trump calls Saudi Arabia and the United Emirates, Qatar and Egypt and others friends. But the morning after, Breitbart and Charles Spiering says mission accomplished. Trump is declaring a mission accomplished. I'm not sure what the mission even is at this point. Nevertheless, the statement from the Russians in Joel Skousen's report is quite telling. The Russian military police entered and did not find any indication for the alleged chemical incident, Kurt. So there you have it. I don't know what to think about this whole thing, but what I do know is that we need to use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, for our guide in such matters. And I know that, you know what, Bernie Sanders is right. It is congressional responsibility with matters regarding war. And I don't see that Congress has been talking about it, debating it, focusing on it, working through it, making decisions regarding it, funding it, defining it at all. And that's my big concern. I want peace, not war, folks. And I'm very concerned. I hope this is a one-time strike because it's already over and done. But I know we shouldn't have done it. I don't see where the case has been made that national security for the United States is at risk. So there you have it. What do you think of the Russian statement, Kurt? The Russian military police entered and did not find any indication for the alleged chemical incident.
Well, you know, right alongside that, you've got these other reports where they say we got blood samples and we've got hair samples and different stuff from the victims. And we've got the proof that it was a chemical weapons attack. So
now let's stop and divide issues. Are we saying there was no chemical weapons attack? I don't know. Some are saying that. Some are saying, though, that the other people did it, that the terrorists did it, not the Assad leader or whatever you want to say. So, you know, the debate maybe if it even happened or not. That's one discussion. Another discussion is if it did happen, by who? And, you know, where, how did it really go down is kind of the question. I don't know the answers, Kurt, and I agree with you that we don't know. The problem is we can't trust any of these sources very well, right?
Well, it would be nice to say, well, hey, these guys have always been honest. Everything they've told us in the past has been true. Whether it's the Russians or the, you know, Israelis or the Bernie Sanders or, there's Thomas Massey has got a piece. You got another writer for Breitbart, Klukowski, I guess is his name. He says President Trump's Syria strikes are constitutional. Then he says, while experts can debate whether striking Syria is good policy, the legal reality should not be open to debate. President Donald Trump's strikes against Syria were fully authorized by the U.S. Constitution. It says Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11 of the Constitution says that only Congress has the power to declare war. However, Article 2, Section 2, Clause 1 says the President shall be Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces of the United States. That's the end of it. It says the Constitution has no wasted or meaningless words. Both of these provisions must be given legal effect.
So who is this? Justin Amash?
No, this is Ken Klukowski. Now, Justin Amash agrees with Bernie Sanders.
Well, hold on. I agree with your point, but we got to be careful. Agrees with the Constitution.
Well, yeah, but, you know, Bernie Sanders is, you know, the one we were just talking
about. Yeah, that's right. I just want to be clear, though, that it's agreeing with what's right.
But
it just
like
so happens
say,
that Bernie's on board, because I don't agree with Sanders on anything, but I think he's right on this one.
Then you do agree with him on this, right?
He agrees with the Constitution, and so do I. And the only reason that I point that out is because it's not about people. It's about what's right and what's wrong and the rule of law. We both happen to have the same take regarding the rule of law on this one. And I know that sounds like I'm playing with words, but I don't mean to be. I'm trying to get at that the Constitution's right. It doesn't matter if Sam and Bernie agree or not. We'll agree or disagree any day, but I'll always try to do my best to stick with what is correct and right. And I guess Bernie's doing that this time, and I applaud him for it. Which is quite different, Kurt, in my mind, than just, you know, hey, we agree with Bernie. I mean, I guess we do, but I want to make it clear of the details of why and how and what, you know, et cetera. I think that, you know, understanding is important. But Justin Amash, what's he saying about this?
Well, he's, you know, Breitbart has a piece on him that says basically serious strikes are unconstitutional, illegal, and reckless. That's their headline.
Now, what do you think of that statement? Do you agree with that?
Well, out of the Bernie Sanders, him, Klukowski, that I've really never heard of, you know, I'm pretty much going to, you know, choose Justin Amash. He's a representative out of Michigan, and he's got a great record with the Constitution. You know, he said, I guess the House Speaker argued on Thursday that the existing authorization of military force allows for the president to strike Syria. President Trump tweeted in 2013 that then President Obama needed congressional approval before striking Syria.
And let me stop you there and say that I was convinced, I am convinced that Donald was right then. He's wrong now, Kurt.
Okay, yeah. Anyway, then he says in this piece from Breitbart, it says Trump tweeted the president must get congressional approval before attacking Syria. Big mistake if he does not. I guess this is back in 2013. Then it says Democrats also argued that Trump's strikes on Syria were unconstitutional. It tells you which ones, you know, a number of different ones there. But anyway, that's kind of how the story goes. There's
I look at it that we have
a
go ahead.
That's all right. I'm finished.
All right. I'm just convinced that it's a matter of we've got to look at what's right and what's wrong. We've got to look at the laws in America and try to follow them. So I'm pointing out that we need to follow the law. And we need to do our best to understand what we ought to be doing. So, you know, there's two discussions. One, the truth of what really happened there or not. That's a matter of reporting and very hard to get information factually on it. I think some do a much better job than others. That's why I want to appoint people to Tony Cartolucci. I want to appoint people to Joel Skousen, World Affairs Brief. I think they have a lot of good intel on it. But then I also want to step back and say, we got to think about what's right in America. And regardless if the attack was conducted by who, even if it was wrong, and even if it was by who said, you know, by this dictator in Syria, and even if that's all true, the question is, what way would the United States go about it to be legal and legitimate? And what would the reasons be that we should go and do an, conduct an attack in the first place? Do you find those discussion points instructive, Kurt, or important?
Yep.
All right, because I think that's vital to understand, is even if it is true, which, you know what, I'm telling you that my sources tell me that I think that we've been lied to, and that poor Donald got deceived by those around him, the military apparatus and the hawkish folks around Donald. I think that they've influenced him to change his mind, sadly. But the most important thing is whether it is true or not of what actually happened in Syria, which I don't know, by the way. I'll be first to admit Kurt's right. It's how we respond. And I would submit to you that we use the rule of law. I would submit to you that we should use the checks and balances of our supreme law as our guide on how we ought to go about any response if a response is warranted. That would be my guidance to the president, by the way. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby on your radio.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, Israel's even chiming in, Kurt.
Yeah, that's right. The Israelis are chiming in about this, and you know, it's like you say, it's tough to say, but here's what the Israelis have to say about it. At least some of them, you know, of course, it doesn't mean it's all.
Well, it means the Israeli leadership is what it means, Kurt.
They've got a, right? Breitbart has a location there in Jerusalem, and the headline reads, Israel, U.S. acted appropriately with serious strikes. The Times of Israel reports that the combined U.S., British, and French strikes on Syria was an appropriate response to the alleged chemical gas attack, and warned that Damascus's actions put it in danger of further strikes, including against its leadership. They said last year, U.S. President Donald Trump made it clear that using chemical weapons crossed a red line. Tonight, led by the Americans, the U.S., France, and Britain acted appropriately. Says Syria continues to carry out murderous actions and to be a base for these and other actions, including by Iran, that puts its territory, forces, and leadership in danger. Here's another one for you, Sam. You know, Alex Jones is pretty ticked off about it. From InfoWars, he says, Alex Jones, it says Alex Jones blasts Trump over airstrikes. He's not happy about it. And article, what I think is interesting is the article says, and this is apparently written by, no, this is from The Hill. I guess it's The Hill. But InfoWars,
yeah, they're not friends
puts
of
it,
Alex,
puts it up. Well, I don't understand why InfoWars would put it up if they, you know.
Well, because they're getting coverage in big newspapers, Kurt. It's all about coverage for them. They're, you know, in my opinion, Alex Jones is a fake news guy anyway. And I know I'm going to be attacked for saying that, but the reason that I say that is he in court literally said, I'm an actor. This is all show and theater for me.
Yeah.
And so, when you know, when you say stuff like that, Kurt, I have to question your genuineness. And so he doesn't care what it says as long as he gets coverage.
Genuineness, I think, is the word. You know,
what's the word?
Genuineness.
All right, is that the word? Genuineness.
No, it is.
All right.
It's a joke.
Yeah.
But well, in the article, it says.
Because is genuineness a word? That's why I was kind of hesitating, because I, you know, I don't think that Alex Jones is genuine, is the point.
Yeah.
You know, I really don't. And I don't, you know, the sad part is, you know, Kelly Jones, Alex's wife, has come out directly against him saying, hey, you know, and so there's a lot of behind the scenes there, and I'm not really here to attack Alex Jones. What I'm here to say to you, though, is, hey, they don't care what coverage they get as long as they get enough coverage.
Yeah, they say that in the article that they posted, it says the conspiracy theorist who once interviewed Trump in 2015 during the presidential race said that the president had called him several times. This is back in January in the previous month, but he missed the calls. We haven't missed any calls. His comments.
No, we have. Back in the election days, Donald would call me with a voice recording all over and over and over. He bugged the heck out of me.
His comments late Friday came after Trump announced that he had ordered precision strikes against Syria in retaliation for a chemical weapons attack. That's what Alex Jones, at least on InfoWars site, says. So I don't know.
So I don't know what Alex Jones would write about his own headline, but it basically says Alex Jones is ticked off, livid about it. Sam Bushman's headline is, I've got two headlines for this that I've written myself. Yeah. Deep State plays the Donald for a sucker. That's one of them. The second one, Trump violates Constitution, conducts military strikes against Syria in conjunction with British and French governments. So those are my two headlines about it. What would the headline be that you would want written about you in relation to this, Kurt?
More questions about, you know, this. I mean, it's basically the same old stuff, the military-industrial complex going out, and you don't really know. It's the old scripture where it says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You just hope that you can find the truth somewhere out there. You know?
So the headline might say, Kurt Crosby has many questions, hopes to find the truth. Is that what you're right?
Yeah, that's probably good.
Yeah, I think that's important, and I think you're right about
and
this.
And praise for peace.
Hey, okay, good. Kurt Crosby prays for peace while asking questions and hoping to find the truth. I think that's good.
I was looking to see if Ron Paul had any, late Twitter
Yeah, Ron Paul's pretty old. He probably went to bed while the strike was happening. He'll get to you in a couple days, my friend.
I don't see anything from him or Rand Paul, either one.
Yeah.
Just... nothing, you know, at least when I look at it, I don't mean it's...
Yeah, Justin and Joel
just
are the two speaking out the quickest, and Sam Bushman. Those are the three, you know, constitutionalists that I see that are speaking out.
Yeah.
Right? Joel Skousen.
This Mr. Klukowski that I'd never heard of, but anyway, he's a writer at Breitbart that says, hey, it's all constitutional, and he says that because he says... the president shall be commander-in-chief of the armed forces of the United States. So he reads that. Says,
hey, you're only reading the section there, buddy. He forgets about the checks and balances that I'm trying to educate people about. And the reason I go off on this is not to attack President Trump. The reason I go off on this is to expose the deep state, number one. In other words, the more we expose them, the greater chance we have of stopping them. Number two, I want to focus on the checks and balances that I believe really is how we ought to be looking at this. And I want Americans to go read their Constitution. When you have Sam Bushman and Justin Amash saying this is unconstitutional, and Joel Skousen saying this is a false flag attack, and then you got Lukowski, who says that it is constitutional, I want you to read your Constitution. Don't just read part of it. Read all of it. And I want you to tell me if you think it's constitutional or not. Because Americans need to be trained to decide this and understand this and figure this out for themselves, Kurt.
Yeah. And by the way, his name is Klukowski. Klukowski.
All right. Klukowski. I don't even know who this goofball is. Who is this guy?
Well, it's not very nice to call him a goofball. He's a writer for Breitbart. At least it's saying.
I call him a goofball because he's trying to say it's constitutional, and I don't agree with
his
interpretation.
At least he's saying it's Article 2, Section 2, Clause 1 that says, quote, the president shall be commander-in-chief of the armed forces of the United States, end quote.
Yeah.
Now, you can certainly see how if somebody says that, then that would mean he, you know, is in charge of it.
That's
I mean, I can understand that, I understand when it says, the earlier part where it's Article 1, Section 8, Clause 2 of the Constitution that says that only Congress has the power to, and it says, quote, to declare war, end quote.
And so, keep going.
Yeah, that's all I've got on the screen.
All right, it's important to keep going because the rest of it, I think, is appropriate, too, which basically says declare war and really has the decision about what we fund and what we do when it comes to military action. Intentionally, one group has the funding and the other group carries out the action. One group decides what the action will be, and the other group carries it out. It's a check and balance that I think needs to be highlighted here. And if Donald wants to go to war or whatever, then he can make his case. Now, if America is immediately threatened, I do believe that the president has some unilateral ability to defend America while that gets worked out. Right? I think there's some latitude there. The problem is we've been over 130 nations, militarily speaking, for my whole lifetime almost.
Yeah.
And the problem in my mind is we spend so much money on this that we don't even constitutionally have. And my problem with this is really we're in a perpetual war, Kurt. I mean, are we in wartime or peacetime in your mind? I'm grateful we have peace on the homeland right now for the most part. Meaning my whole life there hasn't been war. That's a blessing, Kurt. A huge blessing. But really, we've been in these, you know, wars and rumors of wars, as you pointed out yesterday, for literally my whole life, Kurt. I mean, I was born in the middle of a war in Vietnam, right? I was born in America. I wasn't in the middle of the war.
You're a war baby.
But while the war was going on is when I was born. And was Vietnam declared, Kurt?
I don't think so, Sam, but okay. I was just going through my constitution here.
Because the last declared war that I know of was World War II. We've had a lot of wars since there. Was the Korean War declared, Kurt? They even call it the Korean War, don't they?
I doubt it.
The Vietnam War, the Korean War, were those declared? See, and this is kind of the whole point that I'm making, is that we need to go back to the blueprint for freedom and liberty and follow it.
So Article 1, Section 8, Clause 2.
Yeah.
There's Article 1, Section 8, Clause 2. I'm seeing that says to borrow money on the credit of the United States.
Yeah, see, wrong section there now.
Maybe I'm just not reading the right thing.
All right. Well, Kurt will look that up, and next hour we can bring that up. There's some interesting things, though. Vice President Dick Cheney is super grateful that Trump did pardon former aide Scooter Libby, Kurt.
Yeah. So he's got his pardon been out, and so we just wish it would be extended.
Yeah, absolutely. Extended to the actual innocents in prison, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not so sure pardoning Scooter Libby was the right thing to do. I mean, after all, he did lie to the government, perjure himself, you know. But all I know is if I were to err on the side, I would do so on the side of mercy, probably not justice, if it were me.
There you go.
You know, just because I think that if we, you know, we need to do our best to kind of balance the two. And that's a very difficult position to be in. But I, at the end of the day, if I'm going to look at my maker, I want to be on the side of mercy is all I know. And so I'm not saying that we don't have a responsibility for justice, but I am saying, you know, when it's very confusing, and if you study the Scooter Libby story, it's very strange indeed. You know what? He did lie, but yet, you know, was as much his fault as claimed. And, you know, really, is it the aid of Dick Cheney or Dick Cheney to blame? You know, strange circles, Kurt. It's very hard, again, as you wisely point out, to know the truth of what really happened. I don't know.
So the article, let's see, he says, Klukowski from, Ken Klukowski from Breitbart says, it's Article 1, Section 8, Clause 2, or maybe that's Clause 11. Yeah, it's Clause 11. Okay, so he's right. Clause 11, so it says, you know, there's these Roman numerals, and then there's 11.
Yeah, two ones,
you know,
do make it
so
two.
That gets tricky. But he says that's where it says to declare war. And it does say to declare war. Now, you wanted me to read the part right after?
Yeah.
It says to declare war, comma, grant letters of marque and reprisal, and make rules concerning captures on land and water, to raise and support armies, but no appropriation of money to that use shall be for a longer term than 2 years, to provide and maintain a navy, to anyway.
Yeah, it goes on and explains that they're in charge of the funding, and they're in charge of the details of when it's worthy of a declaration of war versus when do we take shorter actions, such as mark and reprisal or capture somebody or... And it goes on and on and on about Congress has all those responsibilities, including the funding of this thing. And I'm convinced that the checks and balances would prohibit Donald Trump from striking with other nations, by the way. It says nothing about being involved in other nations. So he did consult these other countries to go with him, Britain and France, but he did not consult Congress, as far as I can see. Unconstitutional. This is Liberty Roundtable.